My name is Michelle Owen, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 23rd of August 2009, and the time is 12:27 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
My name is Philip Blackwood, I'm 47, and I live in Dundee.
And how are you feeling?
Good. Yeah, nervous, but yeah, a bit more relaxed though I'm here.
Is there anything in particular that you're concerned about or nervous about?
You're putting yourself out in a public place, lots of people are going to look in at you, they possibly expect you to maybe entertain them, to do something. I've obviously thought about it, and I think I'm not, you know, people if want to be there to entertain people, whatever they do, that's fine. That's not particularly my reason for being up there, or not how I'm going to use my hour.
Could you tell me a bit more about what your reason is for wanting to take part in this?
Well, quite by chance, I think I saw, it's probably the BBC News website, I saw the project, I followed it up by going on the website, and I just thought, oh, I'll just apply for that, with no real thought to getting picked. On my profile, I haven't really said much, I've just basically said that. I thought it sounded like a good idea, but I didn't think what would happen if I got selected. And when I got selected, I kind of then think, well, what do you do, you know? And it's been ages sort of thinking about things. It may not appear that when people see me up there that I've given it much thought, but... yeah, I suppose you. I mean, it's. I suppose you comes the kind of character. Yeah, you know, obviously a lot of people. What I've seen have been sort of promoting causes, and yeah, there's lots of causes you could promote. But I suppose I've tried to think of something. I can be quite a creative person. My problem usually is carrying out the fulfilling the creative process with an end product. So I'm going to hopefully today gather information that I can use in an end product. But.
Can you expand on that for me?
Yeah, sure. I was just thinking of, you're on, you know, on the plinth and connections and, you know, about people and family, and I was thinking I could make up a kind of, family tree wouldn't do it justice. It was more names. I was thinking how people think of their family. I remember back to when I was a child and, you know, we'd visit relatives, and I mean, obviously a lot of them now, they were older then and they're dead now, but they would have had children who I might have known, who again were slightly older than me, but they've had kids who would be, I suppose, well, second cousins, distant relations who I've never met, maybe you've heard names or not, and I'm not familiar with. And I kind of thought, you know, if people were to phone up who were related to me with, you know, their family, I could note down their family and make a kind of 3D, I was thinking I'd put on acetate, so obviously names would overlap at some point, and also there'd be names that could come through if you thought of each layer as a generation, possibly a generational, you know, you could look back, you might see one name that would go through as a person from each generation gave that name, you could have it in several layers or many layers, you know, it'd go back. So that's kind of, so I'd make up, trying to make up a sort of 3D thing. That's going to be the hard part, I think. Oh, well, I say that, hopefully people will phone me. Obviously, people that I'm in regular contact with, close family, will phone. But it'd be good if people that I've maybe related that I've never met, might not even be aware of their names technically.
Where do you think they might be?
Well, anywhere. They could be anywhere. I mean.
Do you know where your name originates?
Blackwood, not really. My dad did kind of think it might have been Ireland, but I think Blackwood. I mean, black and wood, you know, it could be any sort of dark, woody place, if you know. So, no, I don't really know. But, I mean, Blackwood's obviously a paternal name. I mean, there's other names as well. I mean, what I do know of my own family, I mean, part Scottish, English, there's Irish and Welsh, South African, but from Cornish stock, you know, it's really kind of mixed. I mean, in a way, I've not had to look back my own family history, because my granny on my mum's side has done a really good job of researching that side, and my dad, my own father, he's done a really good job of researching his side. So I kind of got off lightly, so I'm just kind of hopefully get the names and I can do something else with them. But they've both really looked back into the sort of family history. There's all kinds of connections all over the place. So maybe some distant cousin will phone me up today and I'll get a real surprise and we can work out how it fits together. But I don't know. I'll be quite happy just to speak to people that I know anyway. I'll get something from it. Hopefully they will as well.
And you live in Dundee?
Yeah. I've lived there for about 27 years now. I'm not Dundonian originally, I think, just by adoption. Sort of immediate family living in Caithness. That's where I grew up, spent the first 20 years of my life. But Dundee a long time. I suppose I'm tying in something today because I'm a Dundee United supporter and I've got a United top that I'll be putting on at some point to take a photograph of myself, his vanity photograph myself, and send it into Dundee United. Send out an email every week and they feature people with their strips on, get your kit on. So I just thought that'd be quite an interesting possibility if they'd want one from an Arab on the plinth, as it were.
And what's the t-shirt that you're wearing now?
The t-shirt I'm wearing just now is Joe Strummer, who when I was younger, I suppose Joe Strummer was in the Clash, singer, guitar with the Clash. The Clash was sort of, when you grow up, I suppose you always have one band that's like your band, and the Clash were mine. Partly it's tying with my username. I mean, the name I gave on the One Another website was Clash City Rocker, which I just adopted because I use it for various things. You know, obviously you go online nowadays, people ask for like usernames, and I use Clash City Rocker a few times, and I've used it for One Another, and I just thought, I'll tie in, I'll wear my Joe Strummer t-shirt. Kind of part tribute, part just tying in with the name. So obviously, well, I suppose people who are fans of the Clash or music will be aware, obviously Joe Strummer's no longer here. But I suppose definitely Clash were sort of heroes when I was younger.
Did you manage to go to see them?
I did, yeah, I was really lucky. I mean, it wasn't the easiest thing coming from the north of Scotland, but I saw them three times. 1978 was the first time in Bristol, I think, with family holiday, and I managed to work out, my mum and dad had friends near Bath we were staying with, I managed to work out the Clash were playing in Bristol in 1978, 16, and Clash on Parole, but absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I mean, still the best band I've ever seen live. I saw them at the Finsbury Park Rainbow Rock Against Racism gig in 90, I can't remember the exact date, and I actually saw them closer to home then. I saw them in Inverness Ice Rink.
What was that like?
That was brilliant, yeah. I think that was the Peace March Scotland for some reason. Again, I don't know whether the Clash were on tour and happened to play Inverness, but it tied in with, we'd come down from north of Scotland, there was a Peace March Scotland, I think it was probably starting in Inverness, and tied in, but again, great, yeah. Really good, so. Fantastic. Best, like I say, best ever band I saw live. Clash, absolutely unbeatable.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Me, quite contradicting in a lot of ways. Said before, I can be quite creative, but I'm probably a procrastinator as well. I think a lot of things, but I won't always carry them out. Pretty quiet. I find it really difficult sometimes, you know, people ask you and people ask things, you've got to be one or the other, and I really genuinely find it difficult sometimes. I can be a bit of both sometimes. I can be very I find it difficult to sometimes just say what I think. I'm be quite secretive about a lot of things. It's funny, I've not told loads of people I'm actually here today. I haven't told anyone from work. You know, I've told family, but I don't know why, I just like, yeah.
What do you think they would say if they knew?
I don't know, I really don't know. Probably have a laugh and just probably look out for me and stuff, but I'd be interested to see when I go back whether anyone actually discovers that I've been, you know. I suppose I kind of keep my work life and outside life quite separate in a way. I'm quite a quiet person, quite, I don't know if reserved's right, shy, maybe, although I can put on a front, I can put on a good front sometimes. I think people, you know, if they didn't know me, might be surprised at how I'd describe myself. You know, I think I can come over confident, not overconfident, but I can do that thing of being confident. But actually, I think probably the biggest thing in my life is always is not backing myself. That's probably the when it comes down to it, if I'm being quite honest, I suppose that's the thing. Not, you know, just not necessarily self-esteem, but just a confidence thing.
Does that hamper you at all?
Yeah, I mean, it could do. I mean, I think a lot of life's maybe, you know, people say you're making most of opportunities, you know, and I think anything that like a barrier, whether it's self-imposed or imposed by outside factors, you know, could possibly hamper you. But, you know, I suppose if it really matters, things really matter to you. You have to be brave and take the step. And I mean, I think more as I get older, I mean, you can't be responsible for other people's happiness. You have to be responsible for your own happiness. You know, it's. But I mean, I suppose that, you know, everyday life. I think there's always compromise involved in lots of things. You know, and I suppose I mean I'm not. I don't always think that I always put myself first. You know, but that doesn't bother me a lot of times. You know, a lot of things. I suppose maybe this is when I was younger, you know, things, I suppose it's general for everybody, things are really important, but obviously when you get older, you know, a lot of things aren't really that important, and yeah, we all get that, you know, and there are things that are important. I'll stand up for probably things that are really important to me.
What is important to you at the moment?
That's a really, really hard question.
Excuse me,
I'm not quite answer the questions. I'm difficult sometimes on the spot when I'm asked about questions as well. I suppose I'm a thinker. I can go back if I can be asked a question. I find this certainly job interviews, you know, I'm really bad at giving these answers that people like to have. My idea would, you know, I get a question, I could go away and think about it for half an hour or 2 days or even 2 weeks and come back probably, but that's, you know, that's a strength or a weakness depending on the situation.
It's very normal in this situation.
Yeah, it probably is.
You mentioned work and that you haven't told any colleagues. Can I ask what you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm a supervisor in a leisure centre, a swimming pool in Dundee, the Olympia Leisure Centre. I never thought I've been there about, God, it must be coming up for, I think it's 18 years this year, which is incredible because I never thought I'd ever work in a swimming pool for full stop, and I never thought I'd do more than 2 years, but kind of side of me, I'm kind of, I stick things, I suppose, you know, even, I'm reliable and responsible. It's always, I suppose, get back to what I'm like. I've had irresponsible moments and unreliable moments, but I suppose generally I'm reliable and dependable. Quite fair. I mean, speak of me again, I always think I see two sides to things. I think I'm quite good at balancing different, or at least, trying to balance things, or at least seeing two sides. I mean, again, you don't have to agree with people, but if you can see where they're coming from, you know, and you can give them that space to maybe express a view without agreeing with it, or, you know, and you can maybe reconcile two differing, or get them to agree to disagree.
You mentioned the irresponsible moments.
I didn't think I would have to speak about them.
Do you regard this as being one of them?
No, I wouldn't say this is irresponsible. I mean, I'm just kind of spur of the moment applying for it, but then got accepted. Irresponsible? No, I don't think it would really be. No, irresponsible. I mean, for all I'm sitting here sounding quite placid and reasonable, I can be quite quick tempered at times and really go off and quite surprising to people who, if they don't know, I can be that angry, how angry I can sometimes get. Not very often. But
do people at work ever see that side of you?
Not very often, no. Because, I mean, when you're at work, you're kind of trying to, you know, but yeah. Not many people ever do. I suppose you keep it for the home, like a lot of people, you know. It's easier when you're at home and it's your own space to kind of.
You said it's very important for you to keep work and family separate. You prefer to do that?
It's not as important to keep it separate. I tend to maybe do keep it separate. You know, I don't know. I really, really don't know the reason for that. But I mean, I have Well, I mean, some people, a lot of it, I see at work, it seems to revolve around works quite a lot. The pals are all work, and it's the social life kind of work. But I just think, you know, I'm quite happy having lots of things away from work.
What kind of music do you listen to now?
Oh, I listen to anything, everything. I've always have done. I mean, I listen to stuff that's current, that people would call current just now. But going back, I mean, I suppose when I first, I go back to stuff that was before my time. I mean, I can do anything. I can, anything what you call popular, you know, modern music. But I mean, my own favourites, I suppose, when I grew up, I said the Clash are really, were brilliant. But I liked all the kind of punk stuff around about then, Susie and the Banshees, Skids, Sex Pistols, Lesser Degree. I like loads of stuff, you know, punk stuff, obscure stuff. But I like going further back. I mean, Velvet Underground. I really, you know, I just always like the Velvet Underground and stuff. Iggy and the Stooges, maybe more later on, like, you know, more recent years. But I mean, going back, Beatles. I mean, everything, just anything you can take from what you'd call maybe rock and roll culture. You know, going back. I mean, I like 50s. I love reggae. I've always. I think that was the sort of punk thing, especially the, you know, the Clash things got were always big on reggae and playing cover versions, and I mean, I love reggae. Again, well, probably going back 70s, 80s, more older reggae.
Do you ever drag your whole records out and play?
No, not really. I mean, I've kind of, like a lot of people, I suppose you go CDs, don't you, and you kind of, I should. I mean, I got a turntable. I got one of these USB turntables. The idea of converting records to digital. I did start, but I kind of back to ideas and carrying them out. And then I do have a turntable. A big fish tank sits on it at the moment, which is empty. So it's just like crazy, you know. You just. Music. I mean, now everything. I mean, loads of bands. Just like Cramps. I used to like. A lot of people might be familiar with Cramps. Yeah. Well, might not. Maybe not so, but I really just like the Cramps as well, coming through. I mean, modern stuff now. I like The View from Dundee. I think The View are brilliant. When I first heard Superstar Tradesman, it kind of took me back to being when I first heard the Cramps, and I think there'll be people out there, you know, that I might do the same thing for me, and I just think it was so, you know, I got a real buzz from it. But loads of stuff, Arctic Monkeys, you could name names. A lot of good stuff, varied. I mean, I just like hearing new stuff. I think I always will. You know, it's new and old, and slightly. You know, but slightly. Yeah, maybe slightly different.
You looking forward to going up on the plinth?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Feeling ready for it?
I don't know. I mean, no, I'm still nervous. And
is there anything else you'd like?
No, I just hope to enjoy my experience up there. So far, it's been really good.
Thank you very much indeed.